It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has ordered new stimulus payments to Coloradans who have faced unemployment. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Colorado will make one-time payments of $375 to about 400,000 people who have been unemployed this year. Abby Silverstein, an unemployed 67-year-old career counselor, will save the money because she's not expecting more help from the federal government anytime soon.
Yeah, what it means for me is I will be saving it because I don't know what's going to happen at the end of December because my unemployment runs out then.
Jack Siachi, 78, had to stop driving Uber because of his wife's medical condition. He says they have used up all of their savings. The money will help, but it won't change much.
$375, won't go far for anybody these days, but it is $375.
The payments go out in December. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Election officials in Garfield County say they're seeing ballots returned earlier than ever before, mirroring a statewide trend. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
Jean Alberico, the Garfield County clerk and recorder, says 49% of the county's active registered voters have already cast their ballots. She doesn't expect that pace to let up.
I think the last two or three presidential elections, we've had, between 75 and 80% of the eligible voters in our county, eligible active voters, actually vote in the presidential election. So we're anticipating a lot more ballots to be returned.
Alberico says while her office is only required to pick up ballots from drop boxes every 72 hours, they've been doing it daily, including weekends, to keep up with demand. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The East Troublesome Fire near Granby and Estes Park has destroyed the homes of seven Grand County firefighters and dispatchers. Grand County Sheriff Brett Schroetland says 100 homes in total so far have been lost in the fire, but damage assessment is still ongoing, so that number is likely to go up.
We're finding more every direction that we turn around. We get down these roads and we look like things are looking up, and then we find a house that is an unfortunate mishap.
Schroetland says snow on the ground from this weekend's storm is slowing the work of assessment crews, and it's making it harder for crews to get into burned areas. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.